On Wednesday, we were invited to journey through Lent, to make a trip from Ash Wednesday through to the resurrection. Now, the resurrection for us will come when we die and are born by God through our last judgment and to be among God's people. So for us, while we see Jesus going through and coming out at Easter resurrected, how are we going to be resurrected and be somewhat different from the way we went into Lent? It really takes somehow a sense of hope and trust and then working at it to be different when we come out the other end. You know, the hope and trust sort of sense, those who are Harry Potter fans, comes when Harry Potter has to go from platform 9 to 9 3/4. It doesn't exist, except in fantasy. But what happens to him from there is the desert of learning through all that goes on beyond there. I actually went through the platform from 9 to 10 in London once at King's Cross. Luckily, I walked from one train right onto the next one, and I was off on where I was heading for the airport to come home. But, so we can watch Harry. It's a matter of trust and hope that he has as he makes this journey. It's our journey, too. How do we learn to trust and hope and change as we go through Lent? Now, for Jesus, this time in the desert is a time for him as human to learn what it is he's called to carry out and do. Yes, he's both God and man, but Jesus the man doesn't know everything right from the start, or he really wouldn't have a human experience. So we have to put some of that aside, because when we grew up, many of us, all we thought about was Jesus as God. We never owned up to and understood he really did have a human side, a fully human side. So when he goes out in the desert, he goes out and fights against what's going on in him. That's the beasts. He's not fighting lions and tigers. He's just fighting, how do I get from what the Jewish people want to what God expects of me and calls me to do? But until he goes out in the desert and learns through all of the effort there, he really has no standing before the people. And you see, he doesn't start preaching in Mark's gospel until after he's been out in the desert. But what do you do in the desert? You know, there's a good example in the MASH program. Father Mulcahy goes to talk to one of the guys who's injured and there in the hospital. And the guy says to him, well, if you ever experienced war and battle, and Father Mulcahy says, no. And the guy says, well, I'm not talking to you. We have nothing to say to one another. And so Mulcahy, hearing that someone has to be brought back from an aid station, violates what his superiors say to do there, and he goes out with radar, picks up the guy, so he's got to go through battle things to pick up the guy. Not only is that, on their way back, this guy starts really gasping. He can't breathe anymore. So Mulcahy has to then make a slit and put something in, a tube in, so the guy can breathe. And he saves the guy, and they get back to the MASH unit. And word passes among the people there that he has been there. The guy who has been saying, I can't talk to you now, says, ah, you know what doing battle is. You know the truth of what I go through and have been through. And he would talk to Father Mulcahy. I think one of the funny things in that whole thing is he's making a cut in radar, just can't stand blood. And he's, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And he's just having fits over the fact that it's being done. But it is a growing experience. It's like Jesus has a growing experience in a desert. How do I manage to let go of what the people want and do what my Father wants? And so at the end of that, he comes through and he can say, ah, it's a time of fulfillment. pay attention, listen. And so where are we? Now, we certainly have been through, many of us have been through, 70-some Lents. And did we come out any different? Maybe there's a chance this Lent that we will come out different. And how can we make an effort to come out different? Well, in the Gospel this week, it said prayer and alms and fasting. Jesus fasted out there in the desert and says to us, can you fast? Can you get hold of what you need and only take in what you need? And this, Lent had been a time for people, okay, I'll go on a diet. No, that's not what Lent's about. It's really about a different sense of how do I grow through this? How can I fast and not be an old grump? Because it's certainly what it says in last week's gospel. Like, don't be a grump over it. Can you still smile even though you're doing that? But there's something else that should come out of fasting. If I'm fasting, it means I'm eating less food. Okay, what can I do with the money for that extra food? Well, there's rice bowl. And our parish is working this Lent on saving money for rice bowl to be worked with the Knights of Columbus to provide new housing for the Christians in the Middle East whose houses have been bombed out, etc. It takes about $2,000 to put one house together, but we can do our part through rice bowl or somehow putting aside the money that we would have eaten. You know, one of the things I tell residents sometimes at Malachy House, just to get them to smile, I say, smile. It makes them wonder what you're up to. So if you're fasting, keep smiling, and they might wonder what you're up to. They don't have to exactly know. Jesus then did the alms, and we're certainly trying to provide for others even beyond our food things. But alms can also be what we do for other people. There's so much to be done. And if you hang around Metanoia at all, you'll find out what needs to be done. It is intriguing. My wife is the coordinator for Volunteers for Food this year. Oh my gosh. Thank goodness the next 2 weeks don't have any nights below 20 degrees because we don't have to scramble to find food in these cases. And I think our building can stand a rest for a day or two. But it's just amazing, the need. So that there is something, again, we can do for others with what we're called to. It says pray. We have great opportunities. We've passed out here lots of the word among us for people to use during Lent. If you don't want to use this one, let me tell you, there's a zillion things out there in book form, in online form, just ways to find how can I pray? How can I take some additional time or just take the time I've been doing and just do it more concentrated with a better sense of who I am? Tune out the TV and tune out other things and just let myself be with the Lord on this journey. And of course, we have other opportunities here in the parish too. So Lent really offers us, just as it says in the scripture, a chance to do something. Now, you picked up a cross, I hope. In days gone by, we would have said, these are just nails that you nailed them to the cross. No, that's bad theology. That's just not a good way to. But taking up the cross and following, a cross of faith. And sometimes our faith, as we live it in the world, is not looked on all that well by others. It's okay. Just live it yourself as you're called to, because that's an important part of it. You know, we could have just given you a bag of sand, but that would have drained out in your pocket or something. Because Jesus spent time in the desert, a cross made of nails is far better. It's a good reminder. One of the parishes I was at, we got rocks. And I carried that rock for 2 years. And I always knew where it was. It was in my change purse. But it was there. Something as a reminder of how to live. Father said, take it out and look at it. Even if you don't take it out and look at it, if it's in your pocket, you're going to know it. If you're reaching for keys or anything else, you will run into the cross. But carry it, knowing it's a way that you have, that I have, to travel with Jesus on this journey of unknown. And this journey of unknown is probably still like going from platform 9 to platform 9 3/4, because the change in us, we won't understand even when it happens. But I think one of the great things in the readings today really gave us a sign of the future and what's in resurrection. And it was that wonderful rainbow that was a sign of God's covenant with Noah, a sign that God will never let us down. And in the second reading, we heard even again of the covenant which is in Jesus' blood, the covenant we're taking part in when we receive the blood of Christ at the Eucharist. So we come together, we pray, we give thanks, we're fed. Don't fast from the Eucharist, please. We're fed, and we go out to share. We go out to share our baptism, the covenant of that, the covenant of Jesus' blood shed for us, and the wonderful rainbow of who we are.